Blog Talk Radio.
Yeah. Welcome to another edition of Monstrous Radio, where you can hear the hottest independent music in the world, and a couple remixes play. So, what we do around here is, we do interviews, play the hottest music, and we show got the hottest host.
Yeah.
So, let's go ahead and get into it. So go on, kick back, get you a drink, do what you do,
yeah,
and enjoy the show.
Let's go.
Hey.
What's up? Welcome to another edition of Monstrous Radio, that online radio with a Hey, sorry about the little delay right there. You know how sometimes when you, you know, your battery dies or you try to save your battery, I try to save the little bit of lasting power I had. So when I walked in here, I could just plug my charger in and plug my phone and get to going. You dig? But for some reason, my phone decided, no, bro, we're not going to do that. We're going to sit here and show you a battery and just sit here for a minute. Ain't that a bitch trying to act like my battery went down so far, it took an extra 10 minutes just to charge so I can get online. So that's on me. That's my bag. You dig? But, hey, we still going to do it monstrously. So, all right, welcome to Friday Night Live, where I get you ready for the weekend with some hot remixes, hot independent artists, and I got some homeboys and homegirls that call in with some hot-ass conversations. So, all right, before I get into this mix, this right here is my ace, my dog, Mr. Wig with two G's. What's good, Mr. Kansas City representative? Hello.
What's going on with you, E-Monster? Friday Night Live, Monsters Radio. About to crack me a Coke 45.
That's what it do. Hey, Billy D, just watch out for the bull to jump off the wall. I'm just saying, it is what it is. So, all right, bro. Hey, thanks for rocking with me. I've seen you sitting over there the whole time. Actually, I think you was a little bit over here before the show even started. But, hey, that's how you know when that's a real friend, somebody that's true with you. You know what I mean? They hang out for a little while. Things ain't going like they planned, but you sat there, bro, and you hung out with me. You even sent on Facebook, hey, bro, I'm sitting over here, motherfucker, now we hear shit, though. I got the right number. You dig? So,
monster
salute,
you
bro.
Know. No problem, man. You know, I just made sure it did tell me the show was about to start, so I knew it was, you know, E-Monster was definitely going to show up, you know what I mean? Fashionably late, you know?
Right. So, all right, let me go ahead and get into my mixes right quick, play a couple tracks, and we can come back and talk with Mr. Wig with 2G. Y'all remember him. He was the co-host right here on Monstrous Radio. I want to know what the hell his ass been up to. I'll be seeing him on Facebook dressed up in suits and ties and shit. It is what it is. We're going to find out what's going down with Mr. Wig with 2G's in just a little bit. So, all right, y'all, you know what it is. Tomorrow night it's going down at the Rise Lounge, and I'm going to get it in. I'm just saying, I'm not DJing, but I'm hosting. I'm either going to bring out my whole camera set up and be taking pictures. All kinds of hot shit's going to go down tomorrow night at the Rise Lounge for the corporate business music group's label release party. So, all right, let's go ahead and get into these mixes right quick. Up first, this right is Steph LaCour. I know it's Friday, but she's talking about what she did on a Saturday. Ooh, wait.
Uh-oh. Need a bath.
I got up early on Saturday. I did some shopping on Saturday. I got a check. He ate the booty on Saturday. Smoked like a Molly on Saturday. Went to a party on Saturday. I got a check. We made a movie on Saturday. I got up early on Saturday. I did some shopping on Saturday. I got a check. He ate the booty on Saturday. Smoked like a Molly on Saturday. Went to a party on Saturday. Sleep on a Saturday. I stay on the beach on a Saturday. I call up my girls when I'm on a witness. Say she got that sweet Saturday. I call up my side on a Saturday. I just be vibing on Saturday. Yeah, we out like a holiday. But we keep that fire, it's up to where. And I don't hear me on my own. I be getting, can't you see I'm in my zone? And I just can't wait till next Saturday. We charge it to the game like a battery. Get my attention, you gotta pay. I pray to the money, you gotta pay. Early on Saturday, I did some shopping on Saturday. I got some, I got a check. He ate the booty on Saturday. Smoke like a Molly on Saturday. Went to a party on Saturday. I got some, I got a check. He made a movie on Saturday. I got up early on Saturday. I did some shopping on Saturday. Commas and commas, yeah. I don't want no drama, no drama, yeah. Let's go to San Juan and then I'ma sit. Andale, andale, andale. Saturday, Saturday, Saturday. Oh, so much fun, baby, that'll be. Working and that's just my strategy. He told me that I get it back, baby. And I'm feeling like the trap, keep on coming back, like the trap. And you can tell me on Saturday, cause I'm up with the balloon Saturday. Live on Sunday, popping like it's Saturday, sipping it up. Early on Saturday, I did some shopping on Saturday. I got a check, he ate the booty on Saturday. Smoke like a Molly on Saturday. Went to a party on Saturday. I got a check, he made a movie on Saturday. I got up early on Saturday, I did some shopping on Saturday. I got a check, he ate the booty on Saturday. Smoke like a Molly on Saturday. Went to a party on Saturday.
Yeah, that's Steph LaCour. That's called Saturday. Hey, up next, I got this T. Wayne. This right here kind of bumps. Let's keep it moving. Friday Night Live. I see you, Milltown. That's what it do. We getting bigger tonight. Ooh-wee.
First, let me hop out the motherfucking Porsche. 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 First, let me hop out the motherfucking Porsche.
First, let me hop out the motherfucking Porsche. I'm in a bit lit like a motherfucking torch. And I don't want it if it ain't shitting like a horse. I be ballin' like score. I'm sippin' lean and I can feel it in my body. I'ma fall up on them like I'm Ricky Bobby. I swear that I don't want your girl if she ain't cocky. I ain't got no kids, but she still call me Poppy. I got attitude, I got gratitude. And like my mixtape, I got your girl coming soon. I've been throwed out since I came out of the womb. My flow 10 times sooner than the month of June. But you can have it, baby, I got them going crazy. New paper flow, I'm getting paper on the daily. And I just got a plaque, so I know they hate me. But guess what?
First, let me hop out the motherfucking Porsche. 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 First, let me hop out the motherfucking Porsche.
First, let me hop out the all-white turbo. My Vans all red like a glass of the Merlot. Wax on the joint, make the motherfucker burn slow. Every day I wake up, I was 25 pre-roll. Chill at the windows, I bump up the yattles, I feel like the shit. I'm a sleep back low, real nigga shit. My 9-11 left the Panamera. You could drive one of these. I only fuck with gangsters and strippers, no yeet. Pull up on your girl, bet she gon' hop in. Turn
nut, the music got it, Bobby. Yeah. All in the piece. But this shit is not a lease. Dollars on the beast. Yeah. Like centipede. Bobby and Hennessy. That's all my niggas drink.
Yeah.
I tell her.
First, let me hop out the motherfucking Porsche.
Yeah.
First, let me hop out the motherfucking Porsche. 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 First, let me hop out the motherfucking Porsche.
First, let me hop out the all black panties.
Push
down on the neck just like man. Middle finger up to the nigga, can't stand me. Trap a hoodie up, big, get a milk grammy. Look at them, look at that wrist. Look at the rims on that bitch. Just hopped out the Porsche. Look at the paint on that bitch. I'm just draining these hoes like a faucet. I'm just hanging these niggas in my closet. Stacking up the money like government cheese. 10 bands on some fresh new Louis. Spending up the money like it came from O.C. Porsche Cayenne, I done bought my girl 3. Putting that ass on me like a horsey. Turned around and said, nigga, you can't afford me. I look right back at her and I said to her,
first let me hop out the motherfucking
crazy.
First let me hop out the motherfucking Porsche. 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 First let me hop
keep it juking, homie. Yeah. And we gonna I got one more track to play. This right here is something new. I'm about to break over your head. You dig? But hey, we gotta get into this commercial right quick. Actually it's by request. A dude said he wanna play it for his girl. All I'm gonna say is this. If she knock your ass out, don't use me as no character witness.
And this is a monstrous radio public service announcement. Hey, fellas, we gotta stop being so hard on these girls with the bad feet. That's right, I said it, girls with bad feet. Yeah, her feet look like two flat footballs trying to flick you off. But it is what it is. We gotta start using these girls to our advantage. Shit, you got hardwood floors and you got that little nail up that catches your sock every morning? Hey, she can come into the crib and knock that down for you.
Hammer toe.
You got some carpet with the loose carpet in the middle of the room. She'll come over and knock that out. You dig? So we got to start using these girls to our advantage. Let's stop being so disrespectful. Yeah, her feet smell like two monkey soup from the Mup Water Collection. But that's not that bad. Just make her sleep with her feet out the window. Hey, you got that boat on your carburetor. It ain't coming off for the past 6 weeks.
Damn it.
Hey, girl, go on, stick your feet in there.
Yeah.
Go on, twist your knuckles. No, bitch, make a fist.
Yeah, that's what I'm talking about, baby. I love you.
See, you can always use a girl with some bad feet to your advantage. So when you got a girl with the hammer toes, exploit her ass. You dig? And that's a public service announcement for Monstrous Radio. Get it? Cacao, cacao.
All right, I'm about to bust this record over y'all's head right quick. But don't forget, Monstrous Radio Live right here on Blog Talk Radio is interactive. You can connect with me on Facebook, Instagram, Twitter. You can tweet, comment, do requests, all kinds of things. And you can also find more information about the show and the things that we do at monstrousradio.com. So, all right, check it out. This right here is Lil Chief on the track. Y'all heard him before. I used to bump his track called The Twin Cities, him and Mike Boulevard. But check it out. This is his new track. It's called Out the Gate. And out the gate, this bitch is funky.
Hey, straight out the gate, I'm coming. Straight out the gate, I'm coming. Straight out
the gate, I'm coming. Straight out the gate, I'm coming. Straight out the gate, I'm coming. Straight out the gate, I'm coming. Straight out the gate, I'm coming. Straight out the gate, I'm coming. It's LPO, nah, that's the old flow. I'm at your head, something like a GoPro. In case you don't know, more beats than Fogo. You in love with Coco, well, I got you, bro. Thumb finger, that's the one that knows so. Middle finger, that's for the popos. I don't shoot craps, cause that's too narrow. Only shoot high dive for them dinero. Who the Southside bitch doing Southside shit? We getting money, you know how the Southside is. I'm getting head, ducking fans, looking around. You didn't hear me then, but you look at me now. Back in the day, 900 a pound. I got you same prices, a couple more down. Need a couple more, let me pull out my cash. Do the mathematics and break that shit down. Whole time, I've been peeping the scenery, flipping these packs and counting my greenery. If you need a bag, I'm where you need to be. Red the money lamp and up here's the GG. Huh? What you tryna say? Nigga, who you with? And what you tryna pay? You claim to be a real nigga, but you kinda fake. And I heard you wanna die bad, but you kinda late. Pause. Hold on for a minute. I be switching out of cars like these motherfuckers winning. You between me and you, so don't bring your asses in it. Can't look me in my eye, cause my fucking glasses tinted. God damn it, nigga. The way I spit, it's a banner, nigga. Yeah, my last gun, god damn my nigga. But I don't give a fuck, I got hands, my nigga. I'm a 90s baby, but Lacey raised me not to be lazy and to get this gravy. Stay strapped like Navy, be smooth like babies and to move like crazy and to pick like rabies. Rule of the street, shoulda be shot. Rule of the street, never get caught. Rule of the street, never love a thot. Cause if she fucks the ops, you'll be in the box. You can't believe it or not. She get the keys to the spot, you'll be steaming the hot. You know she's steaming the plot. Just to give it to another nigga, you got the camera, but ain't get the picture. Oh, you thought she was really fucking with you? It goes for you and a bunch of niggas. So why another nigga say love me and children? I'm back to the money like government building. I'm banging my music and fucking they daughter. All these blue hunters like bottles of water. Hard as a rock, it couldn't be harder. Rap so well, you could call me Chief Carter. Pop the fuse in, get to sleep harder. Head so good, a bitch couldn't be smarter. So much weed around, you can call me D. Carter. Y'all niggas can't see me like seawater. On probation, I'm still smoking. I know that's your bitch, but I'm still soaking. Busting yesterday and she still soaking. You a blood, but be in the field loafing. Go cross town and you still focus. I can see both sides like you build open. You a snitch if the deal open. I got my blunt in water and it's still pumping.
Straight out the gate, I'm coming. 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 Straight out the gate, I'm coming.
Yeah, Lil Chief on the track. Out the motherfucking gate. It is what it is. Friday Night Live. Tune in or get tuned out. You know how I do. E-Monster, your new favorite DJ, because I scratched your old DJ up. We going to get it. Hit me up right now. Right now. 424-243-9649. I'm about to do my backup music. It's brought to you by ChronicBeats.com. It's called Flow My Mind. So, hey, if you're a producer and you got some hot beats you want us to spin behind us and do our conversation, we'll promote the hell out of you. Just send it to us at monstrousradio@gmail.com. Attention, E-Monster, and I'll hit you right back. You did. So, all right, let me get that background music going before I open up this line. Let me see. There we go. Yeah. I'm about ready now. Let's do it. All right, let me go over here and see what's up with Mr. Wiggs with two G's. What's good, Mr. Kansas City? Are you even still in Kansas City? Hello.
You know, where I'm grounded is where I'm grounded. And whenever you ask me where I'm grounded, you know it's Kansas City, baby.
That's what's up. That's what's up. The other Twin Cities.
You know it. You know it.
Yeah. So, you know, that still fucks people up. They still ask me about that. They be like, what was you and Mr. Wiggs talking about? The two Twin Cities with that contest. Well, I'll let you go ahead and tell them right quick. Go ahead and tell them what that means by when I say the other Twin Cities.
Well, see, you know, a lot of people, you know, whenever I tell them I'm from Kansas City, right, they always ask me, well, from Kansas City, Kansas? Are you from Kansas? I said, no.
Yeah.
I'm from Missouri. You know what I mean? And we got Kansas City, Missouri, and Kansas City, Kansas. And then, you know, I was letting the folks know, hey, I'm going on up to the other Twin Cities, St. Paul, Minneapolis, you know what I mean? And, you know, you show me a good time up there, E-Monster. You know, I'll never forget my time up there. You know, we kicked it like racehorses. You know, I even had some folks, you know, that didn't like me writing my name in the snow, but that's all good.
Yeah, we sure kicked it, bro. Well, we kicked, we went around the city. We went sightseeing, took your ass to the Mall of America, let you eat at Bubblegum, the restaurant. We definitely got it in when you came into town. Where did we perform at? The Imperial Room, I think it was.
The Imperial
Room.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah.
And
what's the name? The name of the other homie that came with you. The other homie that came. He called in one day.
Legacy.
Yeah, Legacy. Yeah, because after he changed his name, you dig on me. But yeah. He was like, you don't remember me, bro? I was like, ooh, damn, my bad. You know how that shit be.
I'm just going to call him Jay.
Right. Well, all right, bro, let's see who else we got over here. I got my homeboy, Jay Dirty. He's from Georgia. I think we had somebody from HLR, but they hung up. Yeah, he's from Georgia. What's good, Jay Dirty?
What's happening with your boy?
Sitting up much, just being monstrous on a Friday night. I don't know if you ever met Mr. Wiggs with two G's from Kansas City.
He never been formally introduced. What's going on with you, Georgia? I mean, you don't mind if I call you Georgia, do you? I mean, because I ain't never been there. You know what I mean? I heard it's some nice ground peaches down there.
Man, look here. It's just like every other damn city. You got the bitches worth fucking and you got the bitches ain't worth shit. It's just like everywhere else, dog. You know what I'm talking about?
Hey, Mr. Weaver 2G, that's what we call a Jay Dirty moment. Now, you can dust yourself off and kick rocks with a stuffed toe if you don't like it. You dig? That's what we call a Jay Dirty moment.
For sure. For sure.
Real talk. So, what's up, Dirty?
Hey, just on this cup, bro. You know, I'm in the moving process right now. That shit here, but I hate moving that shit. That was just, I work full time too and trying to damn move and shit. All this fucking rain from that goddamn Hurricane Joaquin fucking me up, dog. Like, man, I'm just trying to get shit done, dog. I'm cooling right now with this little drink, man. Just, you know, trying to ease my mind before I get all this heavy business in. And, you know, I'm trying to stay alive. Really, that's my main damn goal. You know what I mean?
Right.
Every corner. Right. Yeah. I mean, I'm a good person. I don't want to go out like that, but they're going to make me do it. You know what I mean?
Right. Well, yeah, speaking of Joaquin, you did, you know, they do those storms by letters. You know, that's how you know how many storms. In case people don't know, that's how they come up with the letters. That's how you know how many big storms have came through. And now we're on J. So I wonder what they're going to name the next one. Kareem, you did, Kadar, or some shit like that. I don't know. What they going to name the next one? Kareem Abdul.
I ain't gonna lie, bro. When I heard they called that shit Joaquin, but I ain't gonna lie, dog. I was like, man, these motherfuckers really trying to get it like that for real. All these damn white men they've been coming up with all these goddamn years, they finally put a motherfucking cultural name in that bit, Joaquin. Man, look at every hood got a motherfucking name Joaquin, and I mean, I was like, boy, we done, boy, we made it, bitch.
I know some hood thoughts named Katrina now.
and that pussy might flood, but it also kill motherfuckers. You know what I'm talking about? Yeah, bitches, it's not Katrina, though. The shit flood, but it kill you. You know what I mean? For real. I got no
clue. So what's the light down? You said it's raining down there in Georgia?
Yeah, it's all damn cloudy, rainy, and just depressing ass weather. It's my kind of weather.
Hey, did y'all see the blood moon?
Say what?
Did y'all see the blood moon that happened the other night?
Bro, let me tell you this, dog. I was so motherfucking mad, goddamn. Man, down here, though, my city, bro, we were so damn cloudy that night, we didn't see a motherfucking moon in sight, though. Nothing. It was so damn cloudy down here. Boy, they fucked us over, boy. I didn't want to see it no damn way because I was going to get scared for real. I was like, fuck that shit. Let the damn clouds block that motherfucker. I don't want to see that shit. because I already know what business is right there. I don't even want
to
see
it. It was cool, though, man. I got to see, I was standing in my backyard, and I just got, I'm looking at the moon, man. I'm looking at it covering it, and then, you know what I mean? After a while, man, it covered the whole thing. It turned red and all that. Then I even watched it to the point to where it moved past it. You know what I mean?
I seen pictures of that shit, though. It looked fly, though, when I seen it on Facebook, but I was mad as hell, though, bro. My whole damn city was clouded out with rain. I was like, these motherfuckers don't play it up.
Man.
We don't get shit down here. Fuck them motherfuckers on this damn blood moon.
Well, two things I want to say. One, I think they switched it up to Urban Name because white guys got tired of being blamed for that shit, talking about Hurricane Steve, Hurricane Dave, and shit. You know what I mean? They're trying to take some of that heat off of them. But the eclipse, this is what I was thinking. Y'all tell me how y'all feel about it. You know, I'm just trying to strike up some conversation, trying to avoid play some more music. I'm going to play some right after we talk about this, and we'll come back, find something else to talk about. But you ever, like, notice some of the stuff in the movies, they come true? You dig? So we'll just say in the days or the thing with the whole – not in the days, but, you know, it'd be like, some type of big storm and come and wipe out all kinds of shit. And, you know what I mean? Now all of a sudden, it was a movie 5 years ago, and now all of a sudden the shit really happened. I was looking at this motherfucking moon.
Storm and the tsunami. Yep. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So when I see that blood moon, it was beautiful. You dig? I couldn't see it that close. I'm in Minnesota. I must be too far. You dig? It looked like a little-ass motherfucking pin in the sky. You dig? But I started watching it. But I thought, man, now is this some motherfucking scary ass Stephen King movie? You dig? Well, you know, in the movies where it'd be like the demonic days are coming, some bullshit's coming, and the moon turned red because the motherfucking Hellboy almost took over the world and shit. So you think maybe there's a Hellboy out there running around somewhere about to take over the world because of that moon?
Let me find out. Oh, shit. I'm going underground. Let me find out. Fuck them people with a thick dick. And let me find out, bitch. I'm going underground like a hedgehog, pimping. I'm gone out this motherfucker. I don't like this world no damn way. Fuck these damn people. I go underground like a motherfucker. I ain't worried about that. Fuck these people.
Say, you got to go to Jupiter. Like, get out of here. Hey, if you go on my Facebook page, though, E-Monster, man, you'll see where I took a picture of it. You know what I mean? I shot it with the S6.
Okay.
You know what I mean? Got that good zoom in. You know what I mean? It looked pretty decent. You know what I mean? Dirty, you can check me out, man, on Facebook. You know, Don Wig, D-O-N, you know, space W-I-G-G, man. I add you on. Go on my page, man. You'll see the blood moon, man, how I took a picture of it. It's pretty cool, bro.
I'm going to be completely damn honest with you, dog. Look here. Don't take this the wrong way, bro. But when it comes to that damn adding people on Facebook shit, I don't like people. So if I add you, you know what I mean? That means I really want to see some shit, dog. You know, I'm talking about, bro, so I might add you, I might not. Don't hold me to that now, because I ain't shit. Don't hold me to that, because I ain't shit, but I mean it.
You missed it, you know.
There's people that called in and like, hey, Dirty, can I network with you? Add me on Facebook. You'd be like, hell no. I don't know you.
But I give him a link, though, E-Monster. I give him the link, bro. I'd be like, you can follow me at www.fuckallyall.com. That's my link. You motherfuckers don't be listening to me. That's my link, though.
That's what it do. I got some crazy homies with me, so we going to come back. I'm going to play like two tracks right quick, and I'm going to bring it back. This first one right here, people saying I need to promote my personal music a little bit more. It is what it is. To me, it's about the whole scheme of the industry. It's not just about me.
Well, I seen you did a damn song with Slim Thug, dog. And I didn't mean to cut you off, brother, but on Kurt's show last night, he played a damn song with you. How the fuck you get a damn feature with Slim Thug? Damn.
Maybe I'll tell y'all about it when we come back. Shit, I might even slap it in here. I don't know. I was supposed to be playing something slow to kind of help the fellas
get the ladies ready for late night tonight, man, on Friday Night Live.
Man, we're talking about Slim Thug, man. Fuck me, bitch. We're talking about some damn Slim Thug collab on. Fuck it up. I'm going to shut up. My bad, you know. I'm going to shut up.
We're going to play that track. If it was anybody else, we wouldn't spin that motherfucker. But we're going to spin it right now, though. Just like this Team Monster. Get your cash out. Slim Thug, after that, I got something for the ladies.
Hey.
Yeah.
Get your cash up, get your cash up. Go on, shake that ass up. Get your mind right, get your mind right. Your mama get your mind right. Papa keep you crying tight. To get your cash up, you gotta get your ass up. Better get your gas up, mash out and man up. You gotta get your grind right. Gotta have your grind tight. You better get your mind right. We're inside on this limelight. Out here we getting it. Smashing through these lanes, yeah, the real recognize real, and these fake ones complain. When it comes to these things, it will always stay the same. Yeah, she'll make you holler for a dollar, but she'll change for a ring. When you out here and you getting it, packing up and you shipping it, you driving around them funny cars, they wonder how you getting it. When a come up, so come up, even if it's one up, and we ain't giving none up. Till the feds come and run up, just right back to this game, on bail with no shame. Shit, nobody said we was sane, or whatever was gonna change, and this thing will be game. Always say the same, yeah, you can have these things, if you just don't complain, and get your cash up, get your cash up, get your mind right, your mama get your mind right, hey papa keep your grind tight, get your cash up, get your mind right, your mama get your mind right, hey papa keep your grind tight, get your cash up, go on shake that ass up, get your mind right, hey papa keep your grind tight, get your cash up, go on shake that ass up.
Lap dance, that's a chance I can't pass up. Switch the swag up, Versace, my pad up. You boys getting paper, but you still can't pass up. I'm swagged up and I'm killing. Chrome arrow, no ceiling. She ain't a dime, I'm chilling. Ain't no need for no dealings. Man, these boys in they villains. Mad about they broads. She want a boss who getting it. Not none of you frauds. About 10 racks in my pocket. Platinum card in my wallet. Don't trip, I got it. Never leaving home without it. Go hard or go home. Keep going till you gone. I rock BBS, don't. And get DDS, don't. Bad bitch, keep it dropping. Tell her wait, you keep it popping. On one, ain't stopping. Till this whole party rocking. Nelly Dollar got him watching. All eyes wide. Now, baby, bust it open. Let me see your inside. Get your cash up, get your mind right, your mama get your mind right, papa keep your grind tight, get your cash up, get your cash up, go on, shake their ass up, but get your mind right, get your mind right, your mama get your mind right, big papa keep your grind tight.
Yeah, so get your cash up and stop complaining about the prices at the motherfucking bar. You dig? So tomorrow night, get your cash up. It's only $10. Retail value on these motherfucking tickets is $39.99. So get your shit right. Bring your ass, bring your broad, and bring your ass out and kick it. You dig? And take a picture with your boy. So, all right, Taylor, I said I had something for the ladies. Matter of fact, here it's Friday Night Live, and it's Monsters Radio. We're going to do an E-Monster double play. So check it out. Some of y'all are going to be doing this on the way to the club or from the club, talking about, hey, baby, what's going down? And you're going to send her a Brett Favre pick, and somebody else going to intercept that shit. Ooh-wee, this is called texting. Me and Dub Nietzsche. Get into it. Hit me up. We're about to open the lines right after this.
Texting on the phone, they got me feeling lonely. You fighting she would do if she was right here. Cross my heart, hope to die, this bitch is blind. I'm asking the question, sex the back, like where, when, and why. Who, what, fascinated by the butt. Telling her how when I see her, I'm gonna put it up in her gut. No disrespect, I ain't trying to play you like no club. I'm gonna say that I'm fascinated and a nigga wanna come. So get here if you get it, but this plane call her butt. We've been sexing all night, so there's nothing else to discuss.
He on the road and you doing shows. It can get lonely waiting on the tour to go. I'm at the hotel when there ain't nothing on. Now I'm sitting all alone, so I'm playing with my phone. Now I'm on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter. Now she Instagram and Poppy, come play with her. Okay, mommy, but what you trying to do? She said get monstrous with you and send some pics too. Oh, now it's body language, whatever reposition. Now she got the dog requesting pics of the kitten. She sent the video, so I sent the video. She so turned up, oh, we so turned up. 30 minutes away, OMW on my way. She GPS away, IJS don't play. Yeah, y'all, we smashed all day. She was squirting every way from the monster pole play. And it's
what's up? Some more of my music. E-Monster, that's a monstrous double play. Hey, that's what I'm going to start calling them, monstrous double plays around here. So, all right, I still got the homie Jay Dirty. I still got Mr. Wig with 2 G's. And we still got Milltown. She just listens, though. So, all right, hit me up. Let me know what you got going on tonight. You got a party, house party, club event, or even if you just go to the bar. Call us up. Let us know. 424-243-9649. I want to know what's popping. Get it. So, all right, let me go back over here and check in with the fellas and see what's going on. You dig? Let me get rid of that slow music in the background because I ain't trying to talk to my fellas with no slow song playing. Don't you hate that shit? When somebody come pick you up and be your homeboy and shit, y'all get in the car because you and him and you want to play some R. Kelly?
Man,
if you don't turn that shit on,
I ain't with the Fruity Tooty. I'm not with the Fruity Tooty, man. Damn that. We grown men. We're going to respect each other like men, or you can fuck off. Damn that.
You can't even play plies, nigga.
Well, you know, hey, maybe the street plies. I'm a big fan of plies. I don't like his lovey shit, but I like his street shit, though.
There you go.
All that. You playing, please excuse my hands, and you can, keep going by my house. I don't fuck with it. No. I ain't excusing my hands nowhere. I touch everywhere. No, I'm playing.
That's what's up.
Hey, I did see some shit, though, on media takeout, right, where this fag-ass nigga Young Thug, dog, been punked the shit out this nigga Game, dog.
You said he what?
Yeah. Punk Game, dog. Got this nigga apologizing and shit, dog. I saw the video. I don't know if y'all got to see it. You know what I mean? But he was like, with his accent, you know, Breakfast Club, you know what I mean? He was like, he was on the Breakfast Club and strolling the internet, whatever the case. And then he saw Game on there talking some shit or whatever. So he got to fucking talking shit on the Game and then fucking flipped the video to Game apologizing to him about some more other shit. So I'm like, oh, boy, they got some more fuck shit going on around here. And then, Young Thug, he banned from Kansas City, bro. He can't even come here.
You mean the city?
Man.
Like the city banned him or the hood banned him?
What I mean, like, nah, Kansas City ain't banned him, like, but Kansas City residents, they like, you better not bring your ass up in here. You know what I mean?
Why don't they like
that? Man, hey, but
the motherfucker wore a dress as a grown ass man.
Man, we ain't fucking with that, you know what I'm saying?
You ain't seen him wear a dress?
Brother, dog, this brother wore a motherfucking dress with some damn skinny jeans on up under it, bro. Go look at it. And all these little children growing up listening to that shit, they really like Young Thug. I'm like, brother, y'all little dudes is closet homosexuals, and y'all don't even much know it, dog. Like, that's crazy. Fuck that. Fuck that.
Ooh,
I don't like gay people, and I ain't scared to say it.
Right. I seen the video with him talking about game with the dude with the banger in the back. I did see the thing with Young Thug. Y'all see the thing where he was trying to do his little boxing workout?
Oh man, he looked like
weak
he could punch stuff out of a wet paper bag.
I'll tell you this though, brother. When these fucking rappers like that make these damn videos on the blogs and shit, where they look guns out and shit like that on the video, bro, they pussy and they most likely snitches. Because who the fuck gonna put a goddamn illegal fucking firearm or any damn kind of fucking firearm on a goddamn video camera and let the goddamn police know what the fuck they got on them? Like, why would you? See, I don't fuck with people like that, brother. A real killer ain't going to sit there and show you what he got. He going to show you when he show you. You see, it ain't going to be none of that damn video blogging shit. I don't respect these rappers that do that video blogging back and forth. I like rappers that get out here and have real beef and they got to move their fucking mamas and shit. And, yeah, they don't be on damn video camera showing what the fuck they got, because then when you get in the damn courtroom, they already going to bring all that shit up. So you either an ignorant motherfucker or you just straight up, you ain't really about their life. And either one of those I don't fuck with. I don't like ignorant people, and I don't like people out there motherfucker perpetrating. Talking about a damn Young Thug. You was a young faggot closet homosexual. I don't know about a damn Thug, but I can tell you a young closet homosexual.
Right.
That's all the fuck I know about you.
I can second the notion on, you know what I mean, about people that really get it in. They really don't tell you what they got. You dig? Like me, I legally carry one around. But you don't ever see me
too.
Taking pictures on Facebook and all that. Now,
exactly.
You come near me. Yeah.
Why?
Can
we ain't buy it for that, E-Monster? We ain't buy it for that,
right,
bro. We bought it straight up for just protection, dog. That's it.
I ain't never took a picture with a gun on Facebook.
Not only that, I don't want somebody to walk up to me knowing I got one on me. Because you're going to shoot me before I can reach for it. You dig?
Exactly.
So ain't nobody really going to know it's there. Until that motherfucking flash come off and it ain't no picture.
I won't even show my damn mama or my brothers, dog. If I got a damn pistol, the only motherfucker gonna know I got that shit is me and Jesus. I ain't telling a damn soul, dog, because I don't want nobody. Yeah, I mean, it's that real out here, Monster. These fucking rappers be on there with that bullshit. Man, fuck them old lame-ass, faggot-ass, ain't really about their life-ass motherfucker. I hate people like that, dog. You on the goddamn video camera, you sit there, motherfucker, looking like a straight goddamn female, your damn homeboy holding the damn burner, acting like a straight goddamn female. Motherfucker, you going to have to shoot me with that little motherfucker, because I ain't running nowhere. I'm snapping shit out you and your goddamn partner. You going to have to fucking kill me. I can't stand little motherfuckers like that. I make people like that kill me. That's why I don't go out in public now. I will make a pussy motherfucker like that straight up. I will make the motherfucker shoot me with that shit. I do. You pull that shit out on me, you got about 10 damn seconds to kill me before I go over there and punch you dead in your fucking nose. I swear to God. And
well,
I'm going to take that shit
and
ice your ass with it. I can't stand motherfuckers like that. I swear.
Let me ask you this, bro. And I only say this because when I put your name and stuff in my phone as a contact and looking at your pictures and everything, are you any relation to Jason, you big motherfucker? Jason Myers, Michael Myers, that's your cousin?
I actually got a damn cousin named Michael Myers, bro. You know what I'm talking about? But yeah, we ain't going to get into that, though. Yeah. You know what I mean? My cousin,
I'm just going to fire my blunt up on that one.
All I know is, this is my cousin, though, dog. You know, he own a lot of fucking land, right? So, you know, if I ever wanted to get rid of a body, I know where I can bring it at. I'm just saying. Police, I'm just playing, though. And if any police is listening, I'm just playing. This all hypothetical shit. I'm just saying, though. This all funny, gang.
You know, somewhere on Jupiter. You know what I mean?
Yeah,
right,
I'm no
right.
killer.
All right. Hey, we're about at the end of the show. No, I got one more song to promote. Let me go look on here on my list. Well, I'm going to go over and look on my list to see who else I have to promote before I get up out of here. Hey, sorry about the missed interview yesterday with Kid Work. He hit me up today. He said he had a couple issues, and that's why he didn't call in, but he's got everything situated, and we're going to reschedule that interview. So, hey, if you tuned in yesterday for the Kid Works interview. It's still going to go down. You dig? So make sure you stay tuned for that to get the update on the days and times that's going to happen. Don't forget to go to monstrousradio.com to find out more about what's going on. Come check me tomorrow night at the Roz Lounge in St. Paul. It's going down for the Corporate Business Music Group label release party. A lot of hot artists going to be there that you hear on the show. Dub Nietzsche. Let's see, Juice G, MGM, let's see, AWOL from Made Men Empire. There's a lot of hot artists you heard right here on Monsters Radio. It's going to be there tomorrow. We're going to network our ass off.
E. Did What's the Name get at you? Did What's the Name get at you?
Nope. Nice try, though. Anyway, nice try, though. All right, we're going to go ahead and do our shout out. We're going to let Mr. Wig with two G's go first. What you got for me, Wig?
Man, shout out, you know what I mean, to everybody on the station tonight. You E Monster, you know what I mean? You Dirty down there in Georgia, you know what I mean? Appreciate you jumping on the line tonight, you know what I mean? Shout out to all my folks out there in Kansas City, Missouri. Shout out to my team, Team Infinity, and my folks, man, Midwest Urban Street Alliance, quick. You already know how we do it.
That's what it is. Damn, I ain't heard that in a minute. You did? So, all right, y'all know how we do. It's like Def Comedy Jam around this bitch, and I'm Martin, and I'm finna bring out Russell Simmons and see if he gonna say goodnight. He usually don't say much, but we gonna see what he gonna say tonight. Just pray for me. Get it? You got any shout outs there, Jay Dirty?
Yeah, definitely, brother. I would like to shout out to my partner, Nobody. You know what I mean? And if you want to, you know, fuck my Facebook, fuck my Twitter, fuck my Instagram, if you want to follow me, you can find me at www.fuckallyall.com. And if you can't find me there, you can find me at www.leavemethefuckalone.net. And on top of that, get at me. Yes, sir.
That's what it is. So, all right, check it out. I got to promote this right here because, hey, I'm one of them DJs that these big people, they hit up and they want me specifically to promote their music. That's why I tell them. Don't send me to no DJ pool to get your shit. You better send it to me direct. So check it out. This right here is DJ Monster and Ty Dolla Sign. And I Love Mackinac. I believe that's how you say it. This is called Why'd You Call? Monstrous Radio. If you're going out tonight and somebody call you on that bullshit, ask them, why'd you even call me? It is what it is. Good night.
Started off lying, lies you were saying. Started off flapping, then I start to believe. Oh yeah, said you were saying, but you weren't lying. Thinking about leaving, walking out on me. Like all I've done, it wasn't for fun. Oh yeah, and now you're not here. My heart still bleeds. You be acting so brand new. So someone else really choosing you. Ooh, yeah. But why'd you call if you got other numbers to dial? Why'd you call if you've been seeing someone else? Why'd you call?
Why'd you call? If you got
got other numbers down. Why'd you call? If you've been seeing someone else, why'd you call?